When I was in middle school, I had a teacher once say, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future." Actually, it wasn't just one time, it was quite often. But at this time, I didn't care to listen to this very true statement. And I didn't really wrap my head around this quote until a little bit later in life, a few years later. But I now realize the importance of the saying, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future." So today I really wanted to talk about the importance of who you surround yourself with and how this can really change the whole trajectory of your life. And then about how to actually choose wisely about who you surround yourself with. So middle school was really when I felt the need to like fit in, and I think maybe this is a very common thing. That's the time that people start getting self-conscious, maybe. Kids start, you know, being maybe a bit mean. But because of this, I surrounded myself with people who maybe like weren't the best influences. Definitely not. So the girls I surrounded myself with were obsessed with their appearance to the point where, you know, it was very unhealthy. They sought validation from guys, you know, all the common things that happen in middle and high school, which I think everyone deals with on a certain level. But because I surrounded myself with this, I also became like them. I started acting in the same manner. My mental health suffered similar to those who I surrounded myself with. And I became who I spent time with. And maybe you've noticed this in your life. Maybe you spent time with someone a lot and then you notice yourself saying certain expressions that they say. And this is just because they rub off on you. And I used to have the misconception that the people I surrounded myself with just didn't affect me. Like, you know, I was untouchable. And the other day, what really made me think about this topic was a Bible verse that popped up on my phone. It was like the verse of the day. And it was Proverbs 3:20, which says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." And when I saw this verse, I knew I had to make a post about it. And the more I thought about it this whole week, I had different signs and different conversations come up to push me to examine this topic even more and then, you know, talk about it here. And from this verse, I gathered that it's extremely important to choose your friends wisely. So the people you choose to associate with will influence your decisions and your outlook on life. And caution with friendship is especially important when you consider how the book of Proverbs defines terms like wisdom and foolishness. When I was researching this verse, I found out that when it says the term wise, it is referring to a wise person seeking God and godly knowledge. And a fool is one who rejects God. So choosing to associate with wise people, that can cause a person to become wise. But whoever chooses the companionship of fools harms himself. That meaning earthly harm. So, you know, maybe you get in a sticky situation here on earth because you're associating with people who are bringing you down or leading you to not make the best decisions. Or it can be eternal, to where you don't believe in Jesus. You don't have a relationship with God. And because you set yourself apart from God in this life, you won't have eternal life with him. So now I wanted to discuss different signs that your friends or, you know, the people you surround yourself with could be leading you to this harm and destruction, basically. Now, regardless of where you are in your walk with God, and, you know, maybe you haven't even started yet, the consequences of being friends with those who are, well, in lack of better terms, foolish, will lead to destruction. And this destruction can look like many different things. It could be spiritual, mental, physical. So maybe every time you hang out with a certain group of friends, you abuse alcohol or other drugs. And, you know, we know this isn't great for our health, but we do it anyway, maybe because we are trying to cope with something or we're trying to impress our friends or fit in. Now, maybe you're trying to walk with the Lord and your friends, every time you're around them, kind of gossip and talk badly about other people. Now, this isn't to say that, you know, we aren't going to make mistakes even when we are saved, but the difference is that some people choose to live continuously making those mistakes and not turning to repent and step away from them. Maybe you've had a friend that's constantly talking bad about their body and it rubs off on you to where you do the same and you're getting that mental destruction. There's so many different scenarios. I could go on and on. But regardless, these types of friendships can lead you to destruction and harm you in different ways. So I think the way you decipher if friendships are going to lead to harm is by asking yourself questions. So a few questions that I've asked myself before is, number one, when I'm around this person or these friends, do I feel elevated by their presence or do I leave feeling drained? Number two, does this friend or friends value me or put me down? And do I value this friendship? That's also an important thing, because if you don't value the friendship, why are you in it? Number three, are we both contributing to this friendship in a healthy way? Number four, what does this person add to my life or take away? And number five, is this friendship in line with my goals and what I want to see happen in my life? Now, for me, this was a big one, because as I developed my relationship with God, I realized that some people would lead me away from God instead of pushing me towards Him. And you know, that's not something I wanted, obviously. I did all that work to really find God, and I did not want to get that taken away. And then number six is asking yourself if your friend was always like this. Maybe this friend is coping with a hard time in their life by excessive drinking or, you know, something else that's not great for your health or your body. And they start leading you down that path as well. But, you know, that's nothing like them. And you don't want to just abandon them. So maybe you can say something to this friend and encourage them or help them to seek, you know, professional help. Maybe you need to set boundaries, which is what we're going to talk about next. So what can you do from here? Say, you know, you're evaluating these friendships, you're asking yourself these questions, trying to figure out if these people in your life are helping you build your future or destroying it. And I think it's always great to kind of self-reflect so you can see if this friend is influencing you negatively or positively, and if you're influencing them negatively or positively, because it goes both ways, you know? I don't think that we should go into every friendship thinking, oh, what can I gain from this? I think a friendship is where you both can help each other, but of course, you want to make sure that that friendship is not draining you. Now, I think there's different types of friend scenarios, and this can depend on what decision you are going to make. There are those type of friends where maybe after asking yourself these questions, you realize they are definitely bringing me down a bad path. I don't have the strength to withstand this when I'm around them. I do need to remove myself from this environment. It's just like you wouldn't, if you were suffering from alcohol abuse, you would not go to places where there's a lot of alcohol and where it's open and accessible. Just like in the same way, if your friends are leading you down a negative path and it's really hard for you to withstand that, you know you need to remove yourself from it. Maybe there will be a point where you can go back to being, you know, maybe acquaintances or maybe less close friends, but there may be a point where you need to remove yourself. And this was what happened with me. When I first started walking with the Lord, I knew I could be really tempted easily. Well, aren't we all still? But at this time, I knew I had to make boundaries. So this is different for everyone, and I think this is where the power of prayer comes in, deciding what you're going to do. But for me, I knew I had to set boundaries, so I stopped really reaching out to these friends at all, and I kind of weaned myself off of hanging out with them. And they would text me, ask me to hang out. I would usually just say I was busy, and you know, at some point, they just stopped reaching out. I think that being open and honest, especially if they're your close friends, is like a really good idea. At that time, I was really scared. I didn't know what I was doing. I was, you know, just trying to get out as quickly as possible. And I was just kind of making excuses. I didn't tell my friends the whole, you know, thing. But I think that sometimes it is a good idea because it can encourage those friends that you, you know, are setting boundaries with to maybe follow your path as well. So definitely recommend praying and seeing what would be the best idea for you. Now, those second types of friends, and that's what I talked about earlier, when, you know, maybe you have a close friend and you've known them for years, but they're going through a really hard time. And because they're going through a really hard time, they start doing things that, you know, aren't great physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever it may be. And you're kind of going down that path as well because you like hang around them. Now, I would say in this case, you know, you could encourage them and maybe get them some help from a professional, you know, if it's really that bad, if you really do value that friendship and think that there is a chance that they could change. So that's a thing where, you know, you don't want to cut them off completely. Maybe you do need to remove yourself from spending time with them. Maybe you just need to say like, hey, look, like I can't spend this time with you right now. I'm getting in a rough spot myself. And, you know, I really think it would be best if like we both got some help, or, you know, maybe you could talk to this person, you know, just the open conversation. And now lastly, there are those who don't align with your beliefs, you know, maybe at all, but you are strong enough to withstand it. Now, I created a post the other day on Instagram where I was talking about this verse I mentioned earlier and how we need to look at who our friends are and evaluate that. And from this post, I got a message from someone saying that they had friends who were unbelievers and are staying friends with them because they try to lift them up and encourage them, and that we shouldn't just cut them off just because there's a chance of us going down with them. And now I completely agree with this. This wasn't really the main point of the post, so that's why I wanted to talk about it on here. So in church last week, the pastor was talking about how people always say, well, you know, Jesus hung around with people of this world, I should be able to too. Well, yes, but the difference is, what he was saying was that Jesus didn't do what they were doing. So he had his 12 disciples surrounded him, and he was around like-minded believers all the time, basically. And another thing, whenever he sent his disciples to go somewhere, they went in twos. Because where there are two believers or more, there's more power to resist that temptation that comes your way. There's more accountability. But anyway, I would say this could be an amazing opportunity for encouragement and, you know, to help someone who may be feeling lost and a little bit confused to really find the truth. But you need to make sure you have other friends who are encouraging you in your walk. So I went through a period in my life where I constantly wanted to be there for other people and share the word of God and, you know, how it changed my life. But I spent so much time with people who didn't share my beliefs, even though I thought I was strong enough to, you know, withstand the pressures. But what I missed was counteracting these experiences with more supportive friendships. I started to feel really drained because I was constantly pouring into people but never filling my cup by having conversations with believers who could help me strengthen my relationship with God. So that's what I have to say about that last scenario. I hope you followed me here. And, you know, everyone is in a different walk of life, so I think these scenarios are maybe like the most common, but if you have any more that you think of, please DM me on Instagram, and I would be happy to talk about that more. But with these three scenarios, it's really about all being self-aware and not lying to yourself, because you may think like, oh, just like I thought, I was strong enough to, you know, hang out with those who didn't align with my beliefs and, you know, maybe for providing encouragement. I wasn't spending time with them for the purpose of changing them, because you cannot change a person. No matter how hard you try, you just can't. It's not up to you. But I enjoyed my time with these people. They taught me actually a lot and did help me strengthen my relationship with God by having interesting conversations. But that doesn't negate the fact that you need to spend time with other believers. Okay, and lastly, I wanted to touch on resisting the short-term pleasures and instead choosing the long-term gains. So the other day, I was talking with my friend who has had a hard time making friends at college. She feels like she's friendly with everyone, but not close friends with really anyone. And the reason is because she hasn't found anyone who shares her values and her beliefs. And she's a strong Christian, and she knows that she can't constantly surround herself with people who don't have the same beliefs as her. But she still has that feeling of being left out. Like, she knows she wouldn't want to go out every night and, you know, live that life. But when she sees people having their close friends that they do this with, it makes her feel really lonely. And I have experienced that too. Maybe you're going through a similar thing. And I would say to remember, short-term thinking says, oh, I can spend time with these friends. I can go, you know, drink a ton, party, not pay attention to my responsibilities. Like, I'll be fine. You know, my youth is just for having fun. Whereas long-term thinking says, you know, I know in 5 years I'll be looking back at this, thankful I didn't spend my time throwing away my future. Now I'm way ahead in life. I'm happier. I'm healthier. I'm still having so much fun, and I'm not destroying my future. You know, I didn't destroy my future in the process. And now I have a strong relationship with God because I invested that time into this. Now, I don't really have a struggle right now because I pretty much control my surroundings and have pretty good environments, I would say. But if you're someone who's at school or at a work environment that isn't conducive to this, and you're surrounded by, you know, those who are negative 24/7, that is extremely hard to resist. And I've had to do that in other scenarios before. And this is where the power of God comes in again, and the power of prayer, which, if you want to hear more of, I talked about in a few episodes before this one, which was How to Grow a Relationship with God. So if you do want to check that out, definitely recommend. But anyway, back to this. I know it can be really hard to resist in certain scenarios. Maybe you left the life of hookup culture and partying, and it feels really lonely because everyone around you is still doing the stuff that you used to do, and you have to now explain why you aren't. But in the grand scheme of things, this stuff just does not matter. Think long term and think about how amazing you would feel if you do in fact resist this. It's gonna be hard, you may make some mistakes along the way, but that's okay. When you're separating yourself from a prior life, it's not easy, but it's going to be worth it. And I always say, if you want a new you, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. You're going to have to sacrifice some friendships is what, we've been talking about this whole time. And I know in my life, really evaluating my friendships and doing this whole process that we've been talking about has been a game changer in my life, and it's been so worth it. So I hope this week you can really take a look at your friends, you can take a look at your surroundings and see how this is going to affect your future. If you did enjoy today's episode, be sure to follow the podcast if you don't already and leave me a review, letting me know how you liked it. And if you do have any questions, as always, or any comments, as always, DM me on Instagram, adriana.rufrano. But besides that, I really hope you can use these strategies I talked about, and whatever decision you do come to about maybe certain friendships that you are having to change in your life, whatever decision you come to, I hope that you're able to strengthen your relationship with God, or even create a relationship with God if you haven't, because I think that is really when we can create a life we love, when we realize that who we're friends with is what our future is ultimately gonna look like.